Praise be Jesus and Mary. So this last day of the Easter season, if we're not counting tomorrow's solemnity of Pentecost, has us read from the conclusion of St. John's Gospel. And in this conclusion, it teaches us something very important about the spiritual life, an important element of it, and that is to mind your own business, right? We all need to be mindful of what pertains to us and not indulge curiosity in what does not pertain to us. I remember hearing that when newspapers became popular in Ireland, that a bishop over there wrote to his flock, guarding them, warning them not to indulge their curiosity. Right? This is a vice which is contrary to the virtue of temperance. And so, even with regard to news in society, news throughout the world, we need to discern what is useful to us, what is necessary to us, and what is simply indulging our own curiosity. Now, if we need to take that type of attitude towards news about the world and society, much more so in the environment in which we live and move and all of the relations we have, whether it be family or friends or the workplace or the local parish or the religious institute and these type of things, not to indulge in curiosity. And that's what we have St. Peter doing here in the Gospel. He says, turning and seeing St. John, he says, Lord, what about him? And then our Lord says, what if I want him to remain till I come? What concern is it of yours? You follow me. Now, St. Cyril, commenting on that passage, he says, for Christ wishes only to repress Peter's curiosity, that intent upon himself alone, he should leave the care of John to Christ. And other fathers of the church comment the same thing. We have from The Imitation of Christ, Book 3, Chapter 44, telling us, do not be concerned about outward things. And it says, my child, there are many matters of which it is well for you to be ignorant, and to consider yourself as one who is dead upon the earth, and to whom the whole world is crucified. There are many things, too, which it is well to pass by with a deaf ear, thinking instead of what is more to your peace. And so the words of Christ for St. Peter are words for all of us. What concern is it of yours? You follow me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Christus rubi.